Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ezas Hashem be joining the share. It's Parshas Tazria Mitzera Tovshim Peivav, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Haba Aleinu L'Tayva. Being that it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we are going to learn a Meshech Chachma on the Aftira of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's not so common that we have this Haftarah, not uncommon, but not so common, and it gives us an opportunity to learn the Meshech Chachma. In the end of Sefer Shemois in Meshech Chachma, there are numerous pieces on Haftarahs, Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol, Haftarah of some of the Arba Parshiyos, and there is Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is the Navi Yeshaya, Perek Samach Vav, Psukim Aleph to Chav Dalet. And it's talking about, at least as we get towards the end, Simcha es Yerushalayim v'gilubo kaleyaveh. It's talking about what's going to be Negula Asida. Actually, even before that, Mishama kazois miro keila yuchal eretz mi'emechad mi'yavol goy pamachas. How a land or a nation will be reborn or give birth in one day. And when you get to the end of the Haftarah, Psuke Pasuk, Yotes, it's talking about after the Mechemes Goy Gumogoy, Vesamti Vemois, Vishilachti Mahem, Pleitim Alagoyim, Tarshish Pul, Velud, Meshrekeshes, Tuba Vyavoin, Hoyim Arachoykim Ashelishamu Ashimi, Beleros, Kavoidi Vigidu, as Kavoidi Vagoyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says through the Navi Yeshaya that there are going to be some Pleitim, refugees from Mechemes Goyg Umagoyg that are going to now be sent by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Pleitim, to the Goyim of all the different nations, and tell them what happened, and tell them the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that occurred. Says Pasuk Chaf, Ve'hivu es kol acheichem mikol ha-goyim, mincha la-Hashem. What does that mean? Says the Mitzudos, "Kishyishmo apela agadol sheyasa amokim b'machane goygu magoyk." The rechaykim, the ones that are very far away, when they're going to hear this pela agadol that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did in machane goygu magoyk, yaviu es Yisrael basusim, veivius kol acheichem. They're going to bring these pleitim are going to bring, or the goyim are going to bring, all of your brothers, meaning all of Klal Yisrael, mikol ha-goyim that are spread out amongst all the nations, and they're going to bring mincha la-Hashem, a mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how are they going to bring all of your brothers? Says the Pasuk Basusim, they're going to bring on horses, uvarechev, and on chariots, uvatzabim, and on covered wagons, uva piradim, and on mules, uva kirkorois, uva kirkorois means with rikudim shel simcha. They're going to come dancing. Where the lesson of Rashi is Bashir, Mesachim, Umekarkim, like it says, Vidovin, Mekarkar, Boys, like we just had in the Haftarah on the last day of we have Torah and Parsha Shemini. I'm sorry. It's Parsha Shabbos. David was Mecharka boys. Al Harkodshi Yerushalayim Amar Hashem Kasher Yaviu Bnei Yisrael Samincha Bechlitar Beis Hashem. So the Navi Yishai is telling us that the Goyim are going to bring Klal Yisrael up to Yerushalayim on horses, on rechev, on tzabim, b'parodim, and they're going to come singing and dancing to Yerushalayim. So now, Rav Meir Simcha is bothered by something in this pasuk. He's bothered by the fact that Klal Yisrael are going to be brought up on horses, not such a problem. Rechev, chariots, covered wagons, uba prodim, and mules. Why is this a problem? This is a problem because he brings down a Tosefta in Masechta Kelayim. Hinei le'isi habavli. Isi habavli in the Tosefta and Kelayim Parakei Halacha Dalet, which, as we'll see, is also a Yerushalmi in Kelayim Parakei Halacha Beis. The Osir Lirkoiv Ala Preida Mishum Kelayim. Now let us see what this Isi Ben Habavli is talking about. So, if we look up the Yerushalmi in Kelayim Parakei Halacha Beis. Isi ben Akavya Omer. In the Tosefta, the Lashon is Isi Habavli. The Yerushalmi says, Isi ben Akavya Omer. Osir lirchoiv al gabe preda. Have the Lashon of the Tosefta in front of me as well. I'll compare the two Lashonim. You're not allowed to ride on a mule. Why are you not allowed to ride on a mule? Zot Isi ben Akavya. Mikal v'chomer. Uma im bivigodim shat muter lilboish ze al ze. Let's say, when it comes to shatnes, kilayim of begodim, that you're allowed to wear ze al ze, one on the other. You're allowed to wear a beged semer on top of a beged bishnim, and oyser betaruvasam, but if you mix the two together, you have one beged made out of semeru pishnim, that's oser. So even though when they're separate, one on top of the other, that's mutter. When you put them together, it's aser. Zoktisi behema shat aser lahanig ba bezuim zu. When you have a behema, two different animals, that you're not allowed to hitch up and be manig them and lead them, even though they're two separate animals. Just the fact that you have them together and you're using them, let's say, to pull your wagon or whatever you're doing, your plow, together, that's aser. Like kol shekein, at aser lirkoi v'leho. So what's a mule? A mule is made from a horse and a donkey. You put them together into one chetza called a mule. So says Isi ben Akav Yisi Ababli, that have a kal v'chomer. Just like when it comes to shatnez, when you have a beged etzemer, a beged epishtem independently, you could wear them at the same time, it's not a problem. But when they become one unit, it's usur. So animals, which even when though they're independent, a horse and a donkey, and you hitch them up to something, and you use it to plow, that's usur even though they're independent. Kol shekein, when you put them together and produce a mule, you should not be able to ride on this mule. That is the lashon of Isi ben Akavya. So, in the Tosefta, the Tosefta continues, Amar Loi, they told him, Harei Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, that David HaMelech says, Lekachtem, Shleim ben Yala Preda, Shalivaretem, Isel Gichoin, you're going to take Shleim HaMelech and put him on the mule, and bring him down to the spring of Gichoin. So, L'chaira, how is Shleim HaMelech riding on a mule? L'chaira, it's Mefor Shepasuk, not like Isi. Amarlei, so Isi said, Ein Meshivim mitakua. You cannot bring a raya from takua. What does takua mean? So it's different pshatim in takua. The Minchas Bikurim and the Tosefta says, takua means min hamalchus, from the kingdom. Shein toikim l'dvar halacha v'einam choshim l'medrash chachamim. That they don't really pay attention to Dvar Halacha, and they're not Choshish L'medrash Chachamim. Eladar Shei Kipshutai, says the Minchas Bikurim, Shar Shutar, V'chamar Shutamei, Avol Beveiz Minei Tmeyim Laki Yisura. So the Lashon of the Minchas Bikurim is, you can't bring a Raya from Takua, you can't bring a raya from takua. Why can't you bring a raya from takua? Because the malchus doesn't always follow medrash chachamim. And when it comes to the iser of kilayim of behemoth, of using them, let's say, to hitch up to your wagon, they hold it's only by one tahar and one tameh. But two non-kosher animals, like a donkey and a sus, there's no problem. And therefore, since by a donkey and a sus there's no problem, there's going to be no problem by a mule as well. Amar lei, so they told him, what do you mean? How could you say that about David HaMelech? Harei u'aymer v'yaz David ha'yosher b'nei Hashem v'lo yisor mikol asher tzivorak b'dvar uriach iti. So l'chayra, how could you say that David HaMelech told them to put Shloimeh on the mule, and you're telling me because Shloimeh David HaMelech is the Malchus who doesn't pay attention to Divrei Chachamim, and they say the pasuk is only referring to a non-kosher and a kosher animal together. But two non-kosher animals are no problem, so therefore, Kol Shekein, a mule, is also not a problem. You don't have a Kal V'chaimer anymore. David HaMelech, v'yas David ha'yosher b'nei Hashem. Adkan, this is the Lashon of the Tosefta. When you look in the Yerushalmi, so Blaiz Vayakasha. So L'chaira, what the Tosefta seems to be, that we schlugged up Isi Ben Akavir, Isi Abavli. He tried to bring a raya that you can't ride on a mule from a Kavu Chaymer. We brought a pasuk that says the Chachamim brought a pasuk to David HaMelech, instructed them to put Shloimeh on a mule. Isi tried to be matche that the David HaMelech is Malchus and he doesn't follow. And they say, how could it be? Vayas David HaYosher b'nei Hashem. End of Tosefta. Sounds like we slug up Isi HaBavli. When you look in the Yerushalmi is a little different. After Isi ben Akavya brings the Kal V'chaimer, the Gemara asks, Vaksi v'yirkavu ish al pardai v'yonusu. This is by Avshalom. Kishahem is Avshalom is Achiv Amnon, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. When Avshalom killed his brother Amnon, it says all the rest of them, they fled, each one on their mule. So you see it's Mutter. And that ain lemeidim in Hamalchus, not on David HaMelech. On a different pasuk. That, it says, ain lemeidim in Hamalchus. So there's different shatim over there, ain lemeidim in Hamalchus. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, They were running me'emas avshalom she'esh by mishum pikuach nefesh. That case was pikuach nefesh. Ein lemeidim in amalchus means, don't say takua there. Takua was the lashon tesefta, which the Minchas Bikurim explained it means malchus. Here the Yerushalmi says mefurish malchus, which Reb Chaim Kanievsky says means because it was pikuach nefesh, they were running from the malchus. The lashon of the Marafulda says, no. Halchem Mishrius, Liba Mafila Shalai Kadas. You're right. You can't learn from the Malchus. So again, the Michas Bikurim made it because they have a different Jerusha than the Chachamim. Marafulda says, no. They don't do things properly. Malchus, they do their own thing. Sometimes they don't follow the Torah. The Pnei Moshe also says, She'efshir She'elo Yosim Ken Shalai Bertzain David, Oy Shalai Heide Amizeh. Either it was Shalai Bertzain David, they did what they wanted, or David HaMelech didn't know about it. However you want to say, that's called Ein Lemeidim in HaMalchus. And that, Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? There's another pasuk, V'rekatem Shloimeh b'nei ala preda sheli. That's the pasuk that the Tosefta brought, that David HaMelech instructed it. David HaMelech, how could he not do what's proper? And that, again, in the Tosefta, that slugged everything up. And that, says the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, no, Bira Mishesh Me Bracious Isa. That mule was not a mule that was created from an actual Kalayim. That Preda was from Sheshis Me Bracious. Sheshis Bracious is no problem. Now, first of all, the Pnei Moshe learns, it says, A Preda Sherli. David HaMelech was saying, I put Shloimeh on the one that I ride. So you see, even David HaMelech wrote it himself. The answer is, no, that wasn't Noldo Mikilayim. That was from Sheshis Mibereshis, and there's no problem. So if that's true, so Mimela could be Isi has a teretz. So this is the Yerushalmi here. Now you should just know that Taisus and Chagiga, Beis Amos Breis, brings this Tosefta and Kilayim. Taisus talking about over there, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Ben Chayrim, Lisa Shivcha and Yochel. And over there, he brings this Tosefta. You could take a look. He brings the Tosefta. And interesting, so he brings here the Tosefta that ends off you know, David HaMelech Vayasa Yashar. But on the words, Ein Lemedin Torah Min HaTakua, so there's a Hagoyis HaBach there. The Hagoyis HaBach says, Ayin Rash Perachest Glam Pirish Takua Tekeya Atzmai Lidvar Halacha, which is could be what the Minchas Bikurim meant. But then he says, V'li Nira Zaktabach, Shadavid Asa Zaisal Pi Rabbi Ira Hayaari Shahaya Meir Takua. He did it Al Yudei, his Rebbe. His Rebbe said he could do it. I, the Gemara, asked afterwards, Vayas Hayashar Bene Hashem. But that is the Bach when he says, what's shot in the Lashon of Takua? Now, if you look in the, there's a Sefer, Rabbi Michel Stern has a Sefer called HaTera HaTamima. And on, he has this in Shmuel, on the Psukim over there in Shmuel. And he has it here in Melachim. And Verkavta Mishloim Bibini, he brings the Yerushalmi. He brings the Tosefta. He brings the Tosefta's brought in Tosis and Chagiga. He brings the Bach. And he says, Yesh Mevi'im Raya, Vir Acher, Yesh She'ein Mevi'im. Raya min Amalchus, like we said, could be it's just not a Raya from the Malchus, because maybe they do their own things. But he brings interesting Mashach Chachma. Another Mashach Chachma, not here, Mashach Chachma Parashat Kiseitze. Mashach Chachma Parashat Kiseitze, on the Pasuk L'Sachrish B'Shor U'V'Chamer Yachtov, so he says that the Dasakenim in Balei HaTosfa says that the reason why there's an Isser too, have two animals hooked up and be manning them and using them for work, is because it says leshachar shor v'chamar yachdov. Now, if you remember, the Minchas Bikurim was saying that they don't follow the drash chachamim. That even though the pasuk says shor v'chamar, which is a kosher and a non-kosher, but two non-kosher animals are okay. So Rabbi Seinu Bali HaTosfos Dazakenim learns pshat in why it says shor v'chamor, because there's sar balei chayim. Why? Because since a kosher animal, a shor, is malei geira, it chews its cud, so it looks like it got a double feeding. It eats, it brings it back up, and it continues eating. The chamor only eats once, so it looks at the shor, and it says, why did he eat twice, and I get only once? There's sar balei chayim. So he says that's Keshitas HaRambam, the Minatayra, it's also Dafka Minechotar, Minechotame. The Minatayra Hanhaga is only Aser by one Min Tar, one Min Tame. That's the Rambam Shita. So Zakti, Remer Simcha, over there, the Meshachachma says Meredik. So if the whole Yisayid of Kelayim of Hanhaga is Sar Balechayim, and that's why in Isi now makes a Kal V'chaymer. If, when you put the two together, it's aser. I'm saying, if when you have them separately, they're aser. Kol shekei, when you have it in one min, a mule. So, Dr. Meir Simcha, one second. If the whole iser is sar balei chayim, and therefore that's why you're going to say it's aser to ride on a mule or use a mule, because it's a kol shekei, now even though it doesn't pass sar balei chayim by a mule, because it's one animal, and it's not chewing its cud, and whatever it's doing here, but if that's the Yitzayid HaIsser, Zakhtar Meir Simcha, you know what it means, Eid Meshivim HaMalchus? He says, we find, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that when it comes to Tzar Balechayim is overridden by Kvayid HaMalchus. The Malchus is able to be override Tzar Balechayim, Oikrin Ala Malachim, it says they're able to be Oikr animals, cut off their hooves or whatever, by cases over there, by kings. So by Tzar Balechayim is overridden by Malchus. So Zokta Meir Simcha, that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi that says you can't bring a Raya from the Malchus is because Malchus overrides Tzar Balechayim. And these Isurim are rooted in Tzar Balechayim. If they're rooted in Tzar Balechayim, Ein Meshivim and HaMalchus. You can't bring a Raya that they were riding on a mule and say that's Mutter, because that's the Malchus. But for regular people, EC is going to answer and say, regular people, it's a regular Isser of Kalayim. That's a Meir Simcha and Parshas Kiseitze. Same shot in this Tosefta. Okay, there's Chassam Sofer and the Yerushalmi, and the Chassam Sofer says no, that you can't make such a Kal V'chaymer. He brings Tosefta and Chagiga, and he says you can't make such a Kal V'chaymer because when it comes to shatnez is still tzemer upishtim, even when you put it into one baget. Tzemer upishtim, put it into one baget. Mashen kain, two animals leading a wagon is two separate animals. You make a mule out of it. That's not a mixture of two animals. It's a new min. It's a new bria. Mamelos no shaykhis. You can't say a kal v'chaymer from shatnez. Shatnez is tzemer upishtim. Tzemer upishtim, you put them together. It's not a new bria. It's still tzemer upishtim in one baget. Mashen kain by a sus by and a chamor. Yet separately they're kalayim. You put them together. It's not now a sus and a chamor. It's a new min called a mule. So you're riding on a min called a mule. Memel the kal v'chaymer taka doesn't apply, which is when you look in the Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rambam in over there by when it comes to the iser of kalayim. Punkt and ends of shatnez is a bigger chiddush because by the Ramban says part of the iser of kelayim of grafting and making new kelaya karim, kelaya zroim, whatever the kelayim is, kelayim of behemas, part of it is the iser is creating a new bria. Shatnez is a chiddush; you don't create a new bria and it's still aser. The Chasam Sofer is using it here to upshlag this kal v'chaymer from shatnez that Tais Chagiga is bringing Okay. Adkan the Sefta and the Yerushalmi. Let's look at Meir Simcha. Dr. Meir Simcha here. Hine li'isi abavli the sover but the Sefta the Kalayim. The Osir Lirchav ala prey the Mishum Kalayim. Isi holds you're not allowed to ride on a mule because of Kalayim. So l'chayra, frakta Meir Simcha, what's going on over here? The Pasuk says beferish. The Goyim are going to bring the Yidin on Bapradim, on a mule. Al karcha tzar chlaimer, you have to say, the Kan Omar, Shatzavim vakarkarois yasurim lohem. He says no. When it says over here, the susim and the rechev atzav me'apradim of that kirkaris. Now I'm not sure how Meir Simcha learns kirkaris. We said kirkaris. Rashi said was like they were dancing schaik, and the mitzudasian said berukudim. The Radak Taka says, Karkakaris are gemalim oy behema shar behema shem kamalichasim. They're a type of quick animal. Seems like Rameir Simcha is learning that way as well. So Zakhtar Meir Simcha like this. So he says, when the Pasuk says you're going to bring them on horses and on chariots and on covered wagons, uba pradim uba karkais, that means to say that of course the Yidden are not going to ride on the mule. Rather, the mule is going to be hooked up to the covered wagon or the chariots and pull it along with the other animals. Uvenei Yisrael Yoshu Batzabim. And Klai Yisrael is going to sit in these covered wagons, the Tzabim, the Agolas HaMekurois, Bakirkarois, and the Kirkarois. Again, it sounds like Rameir Simcha is learning Kirkarois is a type of wagon. I'm not sure why where that comes from. That's what he's saying. Vayoshiv Bikarain Chachomim Poitrim. So Rameir Simcha says, Amar HaDekachedesh here. According to Yisri Ben Yehudi, you're not allowed to ride on a mule. But if you're sitting in a wagon that's being pulled by a mule, that's not a problem. The Chachamim in Kelayim, Perek Ches Mishne Gimel, Hamanig Seifiges Arboyim, if you lead two animals Kelayim, you get Malkus. By Yoshe Bakarn, if you sit in a wagon being pulled by two different animals, Seifiges Arboyim, and Remeir Piter. Rameir Piter. Now the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, Shmuel switches it around and says, no, v'chachamim poitrim. So Zokta Meir Simcha, sitting in a wagon being pulled by Kelayim, the Chachamim Pater. So Im Kain, when it says over here, the mules were not something that we're going to ride on, it's going to pull the wagons. And Klal Yisrael is going to sit in the wagons, it's not a problem. Of Dimaisa. The guy is going to be manig, he's going to be leading it. Everyone agrees, if you're manig, if you lead it, the animals, as kalayim, it's aser, v'anachri amanig, but it's the goyim who's going to do it, and he's ain't a mitzvah ala kalayim. He's not mitzvah ala kalayim. Uparech alei, then he brings Yerushalmi, midavid v'kartem ala preda, yu'uyin sham, that David HaMelech was riding on the Yaput Shleima on the Preda, Yoyin Sham, look over there, Bizebar, which means to say, he's trying to say that in the Tosefta, it sounds like Isi Ben Akavya is being knocked off from the Kasha of David HaMelech, But in the Yerushalmi, we answer it and say that that mule of David HaMelech is a Sheshime Bereshis. So Isi ben Akavler, Isi Ababli was not slugged up. So Isi blibes a Shita. Isi blibes a Shita. If he blibes a Shita that you can't ride on a mule, Frechter Meir Simcha, how in our Pasuk are we going to ride on mules? Emphra Meir Simcha, Meiridike Chiddish, that you can't ride on the mule, but since the Chacham impatter you from being in a wagon, being pulled by a mule, so that's how it's going to be. Now, normally when you're in the wagon, a lot of times, at least you're manig, you're also because of manig, but here the Goyim are going to be the ones, Veheviyu, they're going to want, and there's no problem. Meiridike Chiddish, the Meir Simcha is saying over here. Maridika Chiddush, the Rameir Simcha is saying here. Now, Rav Bengist has Hagois on. What happened to it? I had over here the Hagois of Rav Bengist on the Meshech Chachma. And and he asked Akasha, okay, I can't find it right now. And he asked Akasha, and he says, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? I need to find it. Please pause for a second while I find. In the Yeshurun, and Chelek Yud Beis in the Yeshurun, there are guys from Rav Bengist and the Meshech Chachma. So, Dr. Rav Bengist, Adayin Avdi Suri, Gam Termi Malkus. Rav Bengist says, what's going on over here? Hayoshe Bakar and Chacham and Poitrim? It's still Usur. They're Pater from Malkus, but it's Usur. So, what does it help? There's still Usur to sit in a wagon being pulled. It's just no Chayachi of Malkus. Don't say it's Mutter. So he says, Bipshuta, you could say Pshat in the Pasuk. So he says, they're not going to bring everybody with nothing, just without their packages, without their belongings. They're going to bring Klal Yisrael with a lot of things. So the Chafetzim are going to go on the mules, and they're going to go in the wagons with the horses. So when it says Vapradim, it doesn't mean we're going to be right on them, Dr. Bengis. It means that's what's going to schlep all our stuff. So he says, because if you say, look, Rameir Simchas, then we have a bigger problem. So comes out L'charis Mefurish in the Pasuk here, Akash on the Mandomar, that says that if you're in the wagon, you're chayiv, number one. And even the mandamar potter, again, we could ask, l'char, it's still aser, it's shver from this pasuk. And nobody seems to bring this pasuk as a rai keneged, those who hold about being yoshev b'karen. And the Rambam says, you're chayiv. We paskin like the mandamar, you're chayiv. So it comes out, this hoshtukul taira of Rameir Simcha Shver, how could he say, it's going according to the mandamar, chacham in paitrim, the Rambam holds you're chayiv, number one. And number two is, even potter means potter, avalos. Then he has Aisafa here. Umefurish came a Marutchai be'erivin. That what? There's a Marutchai in Erivin. In the end of the first parak in Erivin. That it says over there, Marut de Kazach. The Rashbam, he says, Shvali Naim Hoya. He was like a Psa'onov, and he would always be looking down. And once he was about to get onto a wagon, where there was a sus and a parrot, a horse and a mule was leading it. But he wasn't paying attention. Listen to the Mardukha. Yisrachish le nisa, a nes happened. What was the nes? Nizdam imochiv Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam's brother Rabbeinu Tam pumped past by. That's a nes. It was a nes from the Mardukha. And Amar loy al tihi tzadik harbe, told his brother, don't be such a tzadik, so mor him in echa. Look up a bissel. You're about to get on a wagon with a horse and a mule. Even though Shmuel and Bava Metzia switches around and says, Chacham and Paichim, Ayoy Shabikarai, Mikomok and Misura Ika. He says, anyways, it's Aser. So Zachter Bang is like Mefurish, what I'm saying, that even according to the Mandamah, that it's Potter Aval Aser. So Zachter Bang is here in his Agois to the Meshech Chachma. Now, I did find that Rav Bengis in his Sefer Liflagos Ruvain, Chelek Zayim, Chidushim Medrushim Balach Vagada, there is, it's on page, right in the beginning, on page 5 and 6. It's a drasha for Shabbos Nachamu. And in the middle he writes, V'noyim li lahazker kan. He says, it's pleasant for me to be mazker here. He's talking about Tzisir Shalayim, Simchu Shalayim Megiluba. So he says, he brings this kasha, that according to Isi ben Akavya, that you can't ride on a mule. L'chayr was pshah on the pasuk. Uv'sefer Meshech Chachma, Soif Seder Shmais, he says this teretz. V'zepele, because even if it's potter, it's still aser. Omnam nira le'ashev heitim. He says a merdika thing, Rav Bengis. Kedai mamish. Merdika siyata d'shmai that I found this. He says, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Tachas anachoish zov izov, v'tachas abar zov ikesef. Zokter, Zokter Rashi b'mekaymai, tachas anachoish shenotlu mimcha. Because in payment for the copper they took from you, they're going to bring you, I'm going to bring you gold. Tachas abar zov ikesef. So it brings the Medrash. Parshas Drachim, Drush Chavav, is Mefarish a Medrash in Bereshis, that all the presents that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav, the Umos Olam are going to give back to Melech HaMashiach. L'asa love it. So he says, why? He brings a Raya from the Gemara in Tainis that says that there was, by Chanina Bedoisa, that someone left him chickens, and the chickens, there were eggs, and he went and he sold them, and he goats and milk and everything. And when he came back, he gave him the goats, and he says, what do you mean? I didn't leave goats here. He says, no, but what you left produced and produced and produced, and this is what it produced. So he says, everything the Yaakovinu gave Esav, mamish produced, vladiseyam, vladiva, vladiseyam, atzev kaladiris. All of those, the Masailim are going to bring as a present to Melech HaMashiach. They were, so to speak, keeping it for us, investing it for us all this time. Zazeg zok the precious rachim. And he said, Zazeg zok the precious rachim. Zok the Rebbeinu is here in the parentheses. Lefizet so gishmak. It says, Kif goshka Esav achyu she'elcha. When my brother Esav is going to meet you, he's going to ask you, who are these four? You'll say, La'avdecha li'yakev mincha hishlucha la'adoini. He says, what do you mean? It should say, Me'avdecha Yaakov. No, Le'avdecha, he says, he will be Meramez, eventually he's going to end up back by Yaakov Avinu, Meredek. So he says that the Prashas Drachim Adzan, that all, that there's a Haftacha here. Kol Masha Gozlu V'chamsu Umas Ha'ilam Imanu, they're going to give us back. Not just what they stole, but all of the Peres, Perisei, Matzayv, Kaladiris. And that's the Pshat, Tachas HaNechoshes of Izov. Instead of Nechoshes, we're going to get back Zov. Why Zov? We should get back Nechoshes. No, because the Nechoshes they used and they invested and it turned into Zov. Everything they took from us was improved and we're going to get it back. According to Isi, that you're not allowed to ride on a mule. So he says, Avad the Kleitzel is not going to ride on the mule. Rather, again, in the Haggai, he just said, we're going to have a lot of stuff. Here he says, no. So, like, because if we have a lot of stuff, why does the pasuk have to tell us they're going to bring the mules with the stuff? Like, who cares? However, we're going to get our stuff there. So he says over here, no. He says, you know what it means? He says, Sharim tzrichim heim lohavi es gamas es ov es hakesef. The goyim have to bring not only Klai Yisrael, they got to bring us back all our gold and silver. So he says, when the Anoshim are going to go on the horses, and they're going to go in the chariots, and they're going to go on the wagons, and the mules are going to bring the Rechosh. They're going to bring the Rechosh. They're going to bring the Rechosh. And that's what's going. All the things that they stole from us and were invested, and they have to bring all this gold and silver back. Those are going to come on the. Those are going to come on the Pradim. That, says Rabengus over there, is part of this nevuah. That they're going to bring us back. They're going to bring us back with all those riches. All of those riches that they stole from beginning all the way from Esav. They're going to come back to Klal Yisrael by Pradim and the Pradim. So, this is Ravengus very bothered by the Meshech Chachma. So there's one more Medrash that they bring. I saw it brought in the Sefer Megalim Chadashim and Chagiga, and Rav Michael Stern also brings it. He says the Medrash in Tehillim, it says Amar Brachya. The Bachrim are going to go on the horses. The Talmidim, who can't, none of as much are going to go on the chariots. The Noshim are going to go on the Tzabim and the Agolis. And the Noshim, the Yeladim. And the Zakenim are going to go on the mules. Shehalchus b'menucha, because the mules go slowly and the Zakenim can't go so slowly. So Lachar, they ask a Kasha here. Kasha on Remer Simcha, I guess, the Megalim Chalashim brings, and this is what the Reb Michael Stern's also trying to bring out, the Lechaira, it sounds like here that the Zakenim are going to ride on it, not like Reb Bengis, and not like Reb Meir Simcha, that they're going to be in the wagon and be pulled. So he says, the Reb Michael Stern says, Eina kavonish ha-Zakenim yesho ha-Pradis, el yesho ha-Golis ha-Kshuris ha-Pradis, they're going to sit in the wagons that are tied to the mule, and since the mule goes slowly, the wagon also won't be so quick. Mashengen, if you have the horses pulling it, it's going to go mamish very quick. And the Megalim Chadashim, I think, also wants to say that type of teretz. So it shouldn't be a kasha from this medrash on Reb Meir Simcha. To answer the kasha that Reb Bengis is asking, the Chayit Shalah, that what do you mean that Reb Meir Simcha is saying Hayosha Bikar and Chacham and Paitrim is Shalai Kahalacha because it's still Patar Avalasa. I do want to point out that according to the Tosefta, Isi HaBavli is shlugged up. According to the Yerushalmi, he wasn't shlugged up. But we don't pass him like Isi HaBavli. The Rav, on that Mishnah in Kalai and Paraches, actually it's a Mishnah Aleph, he brings the Tosefta, the Yerushalmi, and at the end he says, We see the elderly rabbanim by us. People ride on mules in front of them. No one says a word. As long as you don't hook it up to a thing, that's a different problem. Hooking up a mule on a horse, a mule on a chamar, that's a whole different problem. But lahalacha, we don't paskin like Isi. We hold you can ride on a mule. We hold that you can ride on a mule. So this whole sugya doesn't apply. So be'emes lahalacha, this whole pasuk is not shver, because lahalacha, it could be we're going to ride on the mules, not like Isi. Reb Meir Simcha is only asking according to Isi HaBavli, who l'chare we don't paskin like, what's he going to do with the pasuk, l'chare it's shver in the pasuk, and that Reb Meir Simcha says a chiddush, that maybe it means that we're sitting in the wagons, and v'chacham in poitrim. Now could be, again, maybe it ends up a very big chiddush this way, that maybe Isi ben Akavya, Isi HaBavli, holds that when it says Chacham and Poitrim, it means it's Mutter Lagamri. Isi's going to hold it's Mutter Lagamri. The Chachamim themselves might hold it's Potter Aval Aser, but Isi holds it's Mutter Lagamri. So to say that Rameir Simcha was a Taya, and in the Pshat in Poitrim means Potter Aval Aser, like Rabengus is so bothered, Epshaloi Marno. In the world of Halacha, Avada Rabengus is right. Chacham and Poitrim, Potter Aval Aser. But in the world of halacha, we don't mean passing like Isi. Adarabba, the Pasha Pshah, the Pasha Bapradim. You can ride on a mule. Remeir Simcha's going in Isi, HaBavli holds his Usur, who we don't pass him like. And that he comes out with Takamar Dikachidish. According to Isi, HaBavli, that it's Usur to ride on a mule, it will be mutter to be pulled by a mule. Yes, Hayosha Bikaran will be even mutter to be pulled by a mule. There's no such shita, seemingly. Okay, maybe that's where Meir Simcha holds. That's hold chiddush of Isi. In the world of Isi HaBavli, it's Asur Lirchayv, but it would be mutter to be pulled. Efshir, to say that, not to say Meir Simcha was Tayaza, Dover Pasha, it can't be. Efshir, I was thinking that maybe that's the Pshat, Yesh La'ayin. at the end, Rebbe Simcha says, v'zeh barer, v'zeh barer. So it can't be. There's yesh dvarim begav over here. I know I went way over time, but pashat, I felt that this is mamish, such a meridik ashtikl. The chiddush of Rav Angus as well, pshat in the pasuk mamish, that we're going to get back everything from the goyim, and those are going to go on the mules. It's a meridik a piece as well. But mamish lahatzdik divrei Rameir Simcha. You look at the Mashiach Achma, it's a small little shtickle here. But mamish, yesh dvarim neiroim. Mesukim mitvash. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And agutin chaydish. Kol tov.